All right, Mike, let's take a look at a guy who's rapidly becoming a fan favorite, and for good reason. Michael Kendrick, second week in a row that we've profiled him, and he starts this game off with a huge play here where he causes this fumble. But here's what I want you to look at, Mike. You're going to see the guy playing downhill. You can't play linebacker in this league unless you're playing downhill and using your hands. And that's what this play is all about. Kendrick's getting downhill, get his hands on the blocker, scrape by keeping himself free, and then coming up with a big play.
One of the things that I like about this, Ike, is he never overcommits. And oftentimes you see young linebackers that are overrun plays, overcommit. But you watch him, he gets nice and square, and then he just slides to the football, puts his hat right on the ball.
And it's not just in the run game. He's also doing it in the passing game. You know, we thought when they drafted him there last year, he was going to be their primary cover backer, and that's sort of what he's turned out to be. Let's watch him here as he's lined up on All-Pro potential Hall of Famer Jason Witten. And he's matched to him. Throw is laid on the backside. Great hand-eye coordination there by Michael Kendricks coming up with this interception.
You know, it's good coverage. Witten, one of the best tight ends in route running in the league. And so he gets a little separation, but Kendricks stays right on his hip. He gets a big turnover again for this football team.
I mean, it seems like we're calling his name or breaking down plays that he's involved in every week where he comes up with a big turnover. You got to be excited about the future of Michael Kendricks. Let's watch him here again. You just saw him covering Jason Witten as a tight end. Let's watch him cover DeMarco Murray out of the backfield. And here's what I like. Watch the pace. And this is man-to-man coverage. The pace in which he stays with the running back, never gets out flank, keeps his eyes on the quarterback, at the same time keeping great leverage.
Yep.
And when Orton decides to go to Murray with the pass, he's driving on the ball. Well, I think this was maybe a 1 or 2 yard game.
He brings a great set of skills to the position. He's able to run. You know, he really recognizes plays real well.
Again, we've seen him in man-to-man coverage. We've seen him versus the run. Here's where he's truly an asset, on plays that are ran away from him. And you're going to see him keep track again with the football here, never overcommitting, protecting the backside, which is also his responsibility, but fast enough to get in here and make this play.
But see, that's the key thing. As I said, young linebackers oftentimes will overrun plays, but he's learning how to pace himself and get to the football at the right angles. And, you know, he wraps up. He makes tackles.
The biggest difference I see in Kendricks this year as opposed to last year in his rookie year, he's letting his instincts take over, his natural football instincts, which allows him to play much faster.
The coaching staff understands him better. They recognize his skill sets, and they're taking advantage of those skill sets.